T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy to welcome in the newest member of the Black and Gold, quarterback Spencer Rattler, joins WWL Saints Radio. How's it feeling, Spencer?
Oh, man, it feels amazing. Very blessed. Happy to be a New Orleans Saint.
I knew you took a top 30 visit with the team. How did it feel? How did it go with them? Obviously, the team felt very highly of you to make this pick.
Yes, sir. No, the visit was amazing. I had a great time down there just talking ball, getting to know the coaching staff, GMs. It was a great visit. Had a great feeling after leaving there and knew they would be in the mix and, you know, really happy they picked me.
Just want you to know you're on the line right now with Saints former running back Deuce McAllister, NFL analyst Mike Dettillier, and also the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes. Guys, what you got for Spence?
Spencer, how you doing? Deuce McAllister, man, congratulations. I know you're finally happy to be able to get off the board, and you're familiar with Louisiana just because you've come to the Manning camp a lot since you were basically a kid. And just talk about that relationship with that Manning family and, you know, what it means to be able to come to a team that Archie played at and, you know, just that connection that you have to the family.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Was down there at the Manning camp a few years ago, made a great relationship with the Mannings, you know, specifically Archie. You know, he would stay in touch with me every week throughout these past two seasons. And matter of fact, he just texted me about 10 minutes ago congratulating me. So it's a blessing to be picked, you know, where he's a legend at. And, you know, I'm just excited to get to work.
A lot has been talked about the transition that you made from Oklahoma over to South Carolina, and I think the biggest thing that a lot of people will say is he matured. He matured not only as a person but as a player. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you tried to kind of change from getting your feet wet and then actually being in the college game for a little while and just how that all went for you.
You know, I think you naturally just grow when you experience a little adversity. You know, I look at it as a blessing in disguise. Everything happens for a reason. You know, God already had the plan written out. So I wouldn't change a thing, you know, from my past, from my career. But I think just experience a little adversity in college, you know, that helps you grow, you know, and I call it a natural curve of growth in every position you need to grow in. So when I made that transition to South Carolina, I wanted to come in and acclimate with my new teammates, you know, not force anything early, just naturally kind of work my way into there and gain their trust and respect through my work habits. So I'm going to have the same mindset coming into the Saints, you know, learn as much as I can, stay humble, work as hard as I can, and just gain their trust and respect.
Spencer, Mike Dettillier from WWL, first of all, congratulations. I was telling Deuce, and I think my memory's good on this. Didn't you win the contest where you won a free year of chicken because you sunk the football through the basketball goal?
Yep, I think, it was a few years back. We threw it in the basketball hoop. You're exactly right. And somehow on the first try, I made it in. And I think it was like $1,000 worth of Canes. Chicken. So I gave that, I think, to my sister, and, you know, she loves Kane, so she was going there probably too much.
Spencer, Deuce and I were talking about the whip you have as a passer. Is there a baseball background with you? Because it almost comes out like a baseball shortstop or pitcher, the way it comes out, like, clean over the top. So is there a baseball background with you?
I played baseball all the way up till high school, a shortstop pitcher, but, I mean, I've been playing quarterback since I was 7 years old, just have always been able to throw that ball. My dad said, you know, I wanted to play receiver when I was seven, but I was the only kid that can throw the ball around. So, you know, kind of naturally fell into that role. And then, you know, was lucky enough to get with my quarterback coach, who's still my coach to this day, Mike Giovando, and I've been with him since I was 11 or 12 years old. So we've been trying to perfect everything throughout the years and find new techniques, ways to get better, cleaner, faster. So mechanically, you know, I feel very, you know, feel very good about my mechanics. So, you know, I credit that to coaching and God-given ability.
Spencer, one of the things with you is a lot of guys are arm throwers, but I see the way you set up and you use that lower body to create that power in your throws. And that's something that's sometimes not natural with a quarterback because they just want to rely on their arm so much. But you've developed that mechanics of using that lower body to generate that power for those tight throws.
Yes, sir. I mean, you can't be an all-arm thrower. You know, I think that comes with, you know, I played all sports coming up, baseball, basketball, football, and you got to use your lower half in whatever you're doing, especially being a quarterback. I mean, you can even talk about golf. It's the same type of lower body mechanics with your hips, legs. So I feel like naturally just throughout the years of working at it and then, you know, kind of just that being my motion. You don't have to be the biggest and strongest guy to rip a 45-yard post in there or throw it 60, 70 yards. You got to use that lower half and have good mechanics and a little God-given ability. So, you know, definitely want to keep using that lower half and getting it stronger and stronger.
So, Spencer, Mike Haas, I do the play-by-play for the Saints, and you led me right into it. Now, do you play golf?
Love golf.
Ah,
right. Uh-oh.
We're going to be great friends. So, by the way, so are you and Deuce, the color analyst for us. We'd be great, great friends. So,
yeah,
I'm curious. You had such a strong 2023 year, but I love the 69% passes, 19 touchdowns. Started all, you know, you started 12 games. What is it that you do to maneuver to keep your pocket clean, to get that clean alley, to get that clean throw?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think you got to have a natural feel, you know, to work that pocket. You know, I think just going through reps, experience, game reps, practice reps, watching tape, knowing what you got to correct, and we still have much more to correct. I think you just got to have that natural feel. You know, I'm not a 6'6 guy, you know, where I could just sit back there and see everything. So you got to learn how to maneuver that pocket. And I think I've just had to, you know, do that most of my life. And, you know, this year we had a lot of injuries up front, a lot of young guys playing. It was an unfortunate season with injuries and everything like that. So, you know, had to adjust even more and be able to work that pocket and you know, help the team. So whatever way we can get that ball out, be efficient, protect the ball, you know your reads, see in front of your throws. You got to maneuver that pocket. So, you know, continuing to work that. And then, you know, obviously coaching as well, implementing drills where you might be stepping up in the pocket too much. You're feeling ghosts, as we like to say, in that pocket when you're getting pressure. So just being tough, hanging in there, and making the throw.
Spencer, seeing that you're often in touch still with Archie Manning, what's it like getting to talk ball with a legend?
It's awesome. I'm looking forward to more talks with him. You know, he's, you know, stayed in touch with me, hit me up probably every week, every other week throughout these past 2 years at South Carolina. You know, he's a big fan of me, which is awesome because obviously I'm a big fan of not just him, but the Manning family as a whole, coming up, watching all of them, you know, be successful. And, you know, what a great family, what a great guy to have in your corner. And I think it's awesome that I'm in New Orleans where he paved the way. And, you know, I wish I could, you know, do half of what he did.
Spencer, do you kind of emulate your game to somebody you watch in film of a certain quarterback? Everybody has somebody that they try to take some traits from. Who is somebody that you, film-wise, that you've watched and say, that's what I want to kind of be like?
Yeah, you know, for me, I've never really tried to emulate my game after one person in particular. I love watching guys tape, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, all these guys I've watched coming up, you know, trying to, you know, implement what they do and put that into my game, you know, work with that in training. And, you know, I think if you could take little tids and bits of what they do and try to work that in your training, you can get good at it and it'll help your game. But everybody's their own player. You know, I don't try to emulate my game after anybody, but I love watching, you know, all other quarterbacks tape.
Spencer, one of the things, you grew up in the Arizona area, it gets hot there. But you at Manning camp, so you know one thing. It gets hot here in the humidity.
It's
really something. And you guys felt it that year because it was really, really hot and really humid that year when you came down.
man, that was the hottest place I've ever been in my whole life, down there in Thibodaux in that summertime, out there for 5-6 hours during the day. But, yeah, I'm used to that heat from Arizona. I'm used to that 115, but dry heat. But, yeah, I'm good with the humidity. Was in Colombia for a couple of years, and it's pretty humid down there too, but we'll be all right.
Spencer, this is Mike Haas again. Just curious about the impact in, you know, Mobile, Alabama for us, just an hour and maybe, you know, 20 minutes down the road. Your play there, how you did, MVP, the impact that it probably had on you post, you know, where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very beneficial week for me going down there, getting to show what I got, you know, with all the best players in the country. You know, I had goals coming into that week. I wanted to win the quarterback of the week and be the MVP of the game. But that came with, you know, we had to acclimate quickly with new guys, obviously create that chemistry, be a good leader just with the short week we had, get in and out the huddle with the pro style verbiage we had. Was very confident with that coming in, and man, it was a super successful week. You know, I had a ton of fun down there in Mobile.
How does it feel to see your teammate Xavier Leggett gets picked in round one? He gets the stakes sort of close in South Carolina, but he goes to the Carolina Panthers. And the second part about it is, I remember talking to Jim Nagy after the Senior Bowl, and I said, you know, tell me a couple guys impressed you more than you really thought you would be impressed by. And his first name came out of Mount Spencer Rattler. He said, Mike, I'm telling you, he's a better player than I thought he would be coming here. So you really impressed Jim, who runs the Senior Bowl. But your thoughts on Xavier Leggett? Now you're going to have to go up against him twice a year.
Yep, no, Xavier is a monster. I mean, great person, first of all. And never seen anybody work harder for their goals and what they want to achieve. So credit to him. You know, we both had a historical season because we both put that work in the offseason together, created a great chemistry. And, I mean, you talk about a guy that has it all, he's got it all, you know. And I was so happy when his name got called to Carolina. He's close to home. So he's going to have a big-time career. And, yep, we're going to see him twice a year. So that's going to be fun.
Spencer, saw that the Gamecocks football tweeted out the video of you getting the phone call from the Saint. You had that black and gold hat ready to put on. What you know about the city of New Orleans, and what are you most looking forward to, I guess, discovering about it?
Yeah, I know it's a lot of good food down there. Great culture, you know, great football culture. You know, I know the people love the Saints. A lot of winning history there, so I'm excited to get down there and experience that. I'm just looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it. Very happy, very blessed to be picked by them. And black and gold, it's going to look good.
Once again, welcome into Saints Nation. Spencer Rattler, quarterback, new quarterback for the black and gold. I want to give you a chance to give a big shout-out to Saints Nation. Can you give the Saints fans a big hoot at on this big draft day for you?
Hoot at. Ready to get to work. Let's go.
All right, Spencer.
Thank you, Spence.
We'll be talking to you soon at OTAs and minicamp.
Yep. Get you a fourth.
Appreciate you guys.
And I are ready.
Just bring your clubs, Rook. Just That's bring right. your clubs.
Tell you what time
Welcome
it is.
Welcome into the fold. That was Spencer Rattler, new Saints quarterback.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.